Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
It's my time to fly. It's my time.
Another show with your host, Minister Kim, bringing you a gleam of hope for you and the family. Join me as I welcome Michael A. McFarland to the show. He is the owner and talk show host of Real Talk with Michael McFarland. He enjoys speaking on real issues that matter to majority of people. As a seasonal national speaker and public author, Michael enjoys speaking and empowering business and corporate sectors. You can also find him on stage empowering and inspiring our young people as he drives to build their self-esteem and character. So, for all of my listeners today, sit back and enjoy this show. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with the girl, Minister Kim.
And I came to tell you, it's coming down, it's coming down. Come on, get up and let's help us do this song right here. Come on, choir. Let's sing it like we're back in the 80s.
Try to stop the bigger they are.
The
harder they fall.
Complain at all. As I say every day, it's the best day of my life today. For some strange reason.
You know what? It is the best day because it's a new day, a new opportunity, and a great day to shine. Shine hope, shine the gleam that you've been having all the way down in ATL, Atlanta, in the house.
My
I know you got some fun. Oh, wow. 9 o'clock in the morning. Woo! All right. We shouting out all of our ATL listeners here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. It seems like, you know what, Michael? We're talking about Atlanta. It seems like all of my high school friends, and I ain't talking about what year when I graduated, but all of my high school friends, majority of my closest, seems to have relocated. We're at in ATL. So shout out again to my extended family. Amen. And I do apologize. I'm going to say this right now. We were supposed to have our, I ain't going to say the year, like maybe a golden class reunion. And they canceled it on us, man. I got some feelings this morning, Michael. They canceled on us.
Well, don't feel bad, because I'll say mine. Next month we'll be doing our 25th anniversary. After our 20th high school anniversary, we all decided that we couldn't wait 10 years in between to do it again, because, you know, by that time we'll be hitting our 50s, and we can't wait 10 years. So after the 20, we just started doing it every 5 years. So this will be our 25th anniversary or reunion coming up in next month.
Oh, awesome. Well, shout out. What's the school? Come on.
I went to Frederick Douglass High School in Atlanta, Georgia. We were
Atlanta
Public Schools.
Frederick Douglass in the house, dog in the house on the boogie down Bronx. Well, you know what? For those who are listening, and oh my dog night, please, let's get somebody to coordinate next year's reunion, because we need to connect. We really need to connect. And you're right, it's like our 25th. We're getting up there. Definitely. I definitely only need to wait 3 more years before I turn 50, but. All right, let's just welcome everyone once again to the show. That was a little sidebar, but, you know, I had to include you. My fans, I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. Shout out all to those who are on Facebook, our Twitter account, those on our communities. We love you. We appreciate you, especially our out-of-town and our third-world countries, Nigeria. We love you. Africa, we love you. China, we are thankful for you. All of these wonderful countries that are signing in or even icon of the show. But we definitely have a true man on fire with us this morning. Again, we are welcoming Michael A. McFarland to the show. This is our first time that you are here, and I hope that this is not the last. I hope you have some fun with us and just shine a light on our listeners today. Now, Michael, as a radio host, and you are truly doing your thing in ATL with the Real Talk with Michael McFarland, and the two nights, Monday and Wednesday nights. Now, tell me about this here, because I don't know about you, but tell me so I can understand, what led you into radio?
I was in the process of writing a book, because I came from corporate America, 15 years in real estate. I did 6 years in the 6 years in hospitality at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel. And, you know, I even did restaurants. I did a lot of different jobs after graduating and doing 3 years in the military. So I was corporately driven. Once I got into real estate and just did all the different things I could do in real estate, and which one of the funnest was being a regional sales trainer for one of the largest home builders in America. And it gave me the opportunity to take a lot of, like, I created a lot of training classes. I created a lot of stuff that you see in a lot of sales communities right now when you visit new home communities.
Uh-huh.
A lot of that stuff for the builder, I implemented those techniques. So what I decided to do was to write a book. I wrote a book called Truisms, The Next Level, Can It Be That Simple? And when I wrote the book, I was thinking about a way to best promote the book. And almost 5 years ago, I had a friend of mine, Lamar Campbell and James Costin. They were doing Blog Talk Radio, and I was just like, "Wow, it's something new." You know, internet radio wasn't popping 5 years ago. It was something that, you know, it was just starting. People knew about it, so I reached out to James and was a guest on his show to talk about Truisms before we got the book completed. I reached out to my buddy Lamar Campbell, and he had me on the show, and we were talking about the book. And the spirit just led me to say, you know what, I want to do a radio show, and you can use that platform to advertise your book. Well, I was one of those guys that thought of every excuse in the world of why not to start a radio show and then when to start a radio show. So it was probably around January, 5 years ago or so, and I was like, well, I started in November. You know, November will be the date, and then June came around. I was like, well, maybe I'll do December. And I just woke up the next day and said, you know what, I'm going to start a show tomorrow. And I started my first show 364 shows later, and we are on the cusp of our five-year anniversary. August the 26th would be the beginning of our fifth season of Real Talk with Mike McFadden. And the thing about it was I never intended to be a radio host or a talk show host. I just knew that I could talk, and I knew that I could get the message out. It was just self-gratification for me because, like I said, I was looking to sell books. And not one time during the show since we have been doing the show have I ever just took the whole two-hour show and said, hey, let me talk about my book. Because it's always been about giving other people a platform to be heard. And that's why the show has been so popular and gained the momentum and just opened up a bunch of doors for me along the way.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, congratulations as you are coming up on your fifth season here on Blog Talk Radio. Shout you out.
Yes!
Wow. You know what? We are neck and neck. You know, this is awesome. I mean, when you said January 2010, that's exactly when we started. And I'll give a little bit for you since your first time here. It started out with a coworker and I talking, and she said, you know what, what you doing radio? So I was like, nah, I ain't got time, but I got enough going on in my life, back and forth. She said, well, I'm going to start one, and won't you help me? And I was a co-host on this afternoon. So shout out my girl, LaShawn. And we started out with a late night show. It was wonderful at Friday night. She said, okay, when you going to start your own? And we started out as Mr. Seth. And we talked about just stories. You know, we had different guests on from all walks of life. And then when I went into full-time ministry, I said, Lord, how can I bring your word to a mass of people? And I just didn't want to preach to people and give scriptures because, you know, sometimes that puts people up a defense wall or what. But I wanted something that will captivate the people, that will inspire them to look towards the hill and to know that, you know, all Christians ain't just, you know, with the hat on and the long skirt, but we have fun, we have a life, amen, and we have balance. So this is why we have the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. And we want our voices to be heard. We want God's voice to be heard throughout the nation. So thank you again for being here, Michael.
Oh, you are so welcome. It's funny because when I look back on the history of Blog Talk Radio, you probably remember the days when Blog Talk Radio was free, where you could do a show and no charge at all. And I think one of the best things that Robert Levy did with Blog Talk Radio was starting to charge people, which I truly understand. And it got your I'm not gonna say wannabe talk show hosts, but it got those talk show hosts out there that was just doing it just because it was free. And those that decided to invest, that took the time to make the investment to spend on their airtime, I felt like those were the guys that were really, you know, passionate and had fun doing this. Because like I always say, you know, you find yourself investing in yourself, that means you really enjoy what it is that you're doing. It eliminated a lot of those fakers out there that were doing radio just to say they had a radio show.
True that. Truly. And again, we want to shout out to all. I know you have sponsors. You have a huge following. So we want to thank each and every one of y'all that take time out of your busy schedule, whether you're listening to us live or listening to an iPod show. We appreciate you. And we are here to continue to provide the service that you need. Again, this is a platform for you to talk. Amen.
Yep.
Because, you know, a lot of times We go to our girlfriends, amen, and our spouses. We have a lot to say. They might not understand where we're coming from, but guess what? You can check Michael out. You can check myself out. And you can just go to Fox Talk Radio and do a search engine and just see what they have there. They have awesome, awesome hosts. So shout out all of the radio hosts, where you call yourself a radio host, a talk host, a personality host. You are providing a platform to get the message out and then for people to receive and call back. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with the Michael A. McFarland. Real Talk with Michael McFarland. When we come back, we'll be back. Hey, this is your host, Minister Kim, inviting you tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for A Gleam of Hope with our incredible guests. And sure enough, we have some incredible guests for this month and for the future just for you. This month, we are celebrating our men on fire who truly strive to bring a gleam of hope into the lives of their families and the community. I'm so excited that you give us each week an opportunity to pour into your life. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with Minister Kim.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I'm a little teeny weeny and I grow. Me see them a little tambourine out the door. Me must sing them a clap get low. Me live on the house like a tree so. From a little teeny weeny and I grow. Me see them a little tambourine out the door. Me must sing them a clap get low. Me live on the house like a tree so. You could have bat like tool with two hands on your head. Could have light like feather and you're heavy like lead. Me no matter who you are, you could have be a bubble dread. You know in there when you're alive, you go in there when you're dead. Some say them need pants and shoes and shirt. Them can't find no clothes.
Follow him and tune in to his segment each and every week. But Michael, today we brought you on the show because you are doing wonderful things, and we toot our horn to you saying thank you for being a man, for being a husband, for being a father and a mentor for those who listen to you, whether on the air or whether in a forum where, you know, there's millions of people. I say millions. I'm going there. I'm extended it. Hearing you, but, you know, even a close friend, we want to thank you for giving what God has given you. But you talk about, as a seasonal national speaker and a published author who addresses the business sector and also our youth, when you talk about real issues, what do you find is the real issues that go on within the business sector?
One, I think you have to start with the mindset that we have as corporate America. I just go back to growing up as a youth in Southeast Washington D.C. and I think that all of our parents' dreams for us was to go to school, get an education, go to college, and then go work for somebody and retire. And that was the blueprint that their parents gave to them. Well, forward that to 2014, from the 1970s to 2014, that blueprint has totally changed for America because now you look at corporations. Corporations aren't even allowing you to retire now because they're getting rid of you so fast. So I think where we miss out, and the message that I like to extend to people is, one, I'm not hating on the corporate sector at all because I work in that corporate sector, but I think now our mindset has to be changed. How do we become the corporation? How do we become the ones that create jobs? How do we get those people out of that mindset that I want to go work for somebody else and retire for them? I want to help somebody else live out their dreams. Because as an employee, let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, being an employee somewhere makes you lazy because you don't have to think. Somebody else thinks for you. So the challenging part about corporate America is and stepping out and doing your own thing, like as talk show hosts or entrepreneurs, is now you got to think for yourself. And now you got to work a little bit harder. Now you can't just work 40 hours a week and be satisfied with, you can't do that as an entrepreneur. Now that 40 is going to take probably 70 or 80, but now we don't want to do that because it's a little bit too much work. Or the mindset that, okay, because I've never been afraid to work, ladies and gentlemen. I will work a 40-hour job and do 7 radio shows in a 5-day period, as well as motivational speaking, CE classes, hosting events, doing radio interviews. If I got to put in that extra time to do that work, guess what? And on top of that, I'm a father of a 16-year-old son and a husband of 19 years. So, I got to make time for everything in my life, especially if I want to be successful. And I think that's the problem with people today, is that we always talk about we ain't got time. We ain't got time. You even said it yourself. You even said it yourself. When your friend asked you to start a radio show, that was the first thing that you said. I'm trying to do that. Look at it. You found some time, though, didn't you?
What? Yeah, and you know what? I'm grateful to the sun. I really am. I'm grateful for the opportunity that Block Talk allowed me to come on, because first it was time, and imagine if they would have said, you got to pay. I would have said, oh, no, you know I ain't got no money, right? That was true, right? But even when it started, when you know, they started promoting that you would have to pay, it wasn't no hesitation. I enjoy being on the radio. I enjoy having meeting people, building healthy relationships, and knowing that what I have to share and what others have to share, it helps and empowers someone. That's the awesome thing. And I think that's what has happened along the way. When we talk about corporate America, we have traditionally, right, been programmed through our ancestors and down to the generation. That's been a legacy. That's been like the tagline. You know, you go to school, get a good, you know, get a good education, you know, get a job, and you just wait to retirement. But right now, retirement might not be here for none of us. So security might not be there. You're 401k, so you got to now get up. Get up, get off the couch, get out of the bed, and become that entrepreneur. You got to secure your future for yourself and your family and for your community. So you can't wait for the CEO. You cannot wait for your supervisor to call you and say, oh, you know what, you're doing a good job. Really? Really? I'm doing a good job? But why are you giving me the pay? You know what I'm saying? Really?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, let me share this here before we go to break. Michael, when I started this 5 years ago, it was just fun, just having fun. Now it's my passion. I love it. I'm always planning and thinking out what next I can do to take it to the next level. I thank God for the team behind me. And I love what I do 9 to 5. I really do. I enjoy what I do because I'm dealing with people and, you know, saving lives and changing lives. But lately, I've been saying, when can I call the union after what the youngest I can get out of here? And, you know, because my mindset has changed from that 5-year conversation that I don't have time, don't have the money. And you're right, my mindset had to change, and I had to see what corporate America, what all these companies are doing to us. And I'm going to say it here on this show. It's the new era of slavery to me. You know what I mean? It's called modern slavery, and I got to be real.
Clearly.
You know what I mean? It is. It's slavery.
Clearly.
And can I say this? And you are so right. You're so right when you say it's just a modern day form of slavery. Let's make an example. We go to work to pay for stuff that we want. You go to work to pay for a house. You go to work to pay for a car. You go to work to keep your lights on. You go to work for your cell phone, to pay your cell phone bill, to watch cable television, to have water, to have heat, to have air conditioning. So you are basically enslaved to debt. You are in slave shit. That's why you go to work every day. I look at the traffic in the city of Atlanta in the morning and at night, and you look at everybody that's driving in and from work doing 40, 50 hours a week but not satisfied with what they do. You know what I mean?
I
enjoy doing radio. I really, really enjoy doing radio.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, this is, and people, it's funny because people always say, oh, man, you do 7 radio shows in 5 days. You on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. To 10 a.m., and then you do Real Talk with Michael McFadden on Monday nights and Wednesday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Man, you got the best gig in the world. You know what? At the end of the day, it's still work.
Sometimes I still
have to step back because I have to explain to them those 2 hours on air that I am on Mondays and Wednesday nights and those 3 hours that we're on Monday through Friday, those are the best times of the day. It's like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant playing in a basketball game. You're on air, or they're on the court and they're playing and they're having a great time. But people don't think about the work that has to get put in before the show and after the show, scheduling guests, getting your notes together, doing the promoting, doing all that kind of stuff. That stuff is work. I don't have a dream team of people that are knocking down my door and saying, Michael, hey, let me come work for you for free. No, I don't have that. So a lot of this comes on me and comes on my on my producer or my assistant and people that are around me. So, no, yes, it is fun, but I, like I said, I grew up in Southeast D.C. I'm a born hustler. I am not afraid to work at all.
That's right.
I am not afraid to work. All I've done was legalize my hustle. That's what I have done. I have legalized my hustle to a point to where, you know, I can't do the corporate America thing anymore because I'm tired of making somebody else's dreams come true. I can't look at my Social Security statement that they send you every year and say, hey, by the time you retire, this is how much money we're gonna send you every month. I look at that little bit of money and be like, what am I going to be able to do with that little money? I'm grateful for it, but what the heck am I going to do with that little bit of money there? You know what I'm saying? So I know that I have to, in order to, and that's our goal. My goal and my wife's goal is to leave a legacy for our family. I lost my mom at an early age. I lost my sister at a very early age. And I know that when they left us with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Not that I was looking for anything, but they didn't have anything to leave behind. That's not going to happen this generation. We're going to leave a legacy behind for our folks.
I know that's right. Did you hear that? That's Michael A. McFarlane. Real Talk with Michael A. McFarlane. Because guess what? This is Real Talk. This is the stuff that we don't really talk about. We don't talk about how corporate America is taxing us. And guess what? The rich gets richer and we get weaker. Because guess what? If you're not exercising the mind, it dies. Your dreams die, because guess what? You just slave all day long, all week long. When you get home, you ain't got time to plan for your future. That's why, like you saying, Mike, when we give your condolences in reference to the losses of your family members, but that's why they weren't able to leave anything, because you ain't got time to figure out a plan what to leave. You know, my grandmother passed away, and I looked at the insurance, and so I said, I remember when that man used to come knocking on the door and sit up in my grandma's house. She ain't had number $5 and all. She can't even carry her with $500. She should have paid that policy over and over and over again. She should have had like over $10,000. You kidding me? But
I was going to say, like the old saying goes, white folks die, they leave wheels. Black folks die, we leave bills.
Oh, yeah, that is so true. But guess what? We're turning that around here on the Morning Glory Show and all of the times that you're on your radio, what you're doing for our people, we definitely going to turn around. Young people, this is the time for you to shine. Do not have that corporate mentality. I don't care what your teachers say, that what you can be, what do you want to be? While you in school, dream of opening up your own company. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our special guest this morning, Michael A. McFarlane, here with me. I'm so excited today. We'll be back.
Ladies, would you like to feel more confident, more empowered, all while simply being yourself? I can tell you firsthand that there is nothing more beautiful than a woman knowing exactly who she is. You're special, unique, and you have gifts and talents that make you an individual. Hi, my name is Kimberly Arrington, and I am the creator of I Am Me University, a unique online community of amazing women around the world, all committed to shine. We're just like you. I'm just like you. And it's time to be amazing, to stop being afraid, to live the life that you know you deserve. I'm so honored and blessed to be a woman, and you should be too. You have more in you than you realize. So won't you join us and get ready to be your best self? You can join us at www.immeuniversity.com, and let's let the world know that we are here.
I can be changed by what happens to me, but I refuse to be reduced by it. That is from Maya Angelou, and again, her icon has gone home. But her words, the path that she has opened up for us should not be taken for granted. This is time for us as African Americans, for us to stand up and shine. You need to change what happens to you on a daily basis. Life is a choice. Make the best choice. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
So we decided to come together as a family of singers with the word of our power. And we're going to just speak a little bit over you. We're going to speak just a little bit over you. Right here, come on, y'all, say by the word.
By the word.
Monday and Wednesday night here on Block Talk Radio from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time before we leave this show. We definitely want to link you up to him. Please follow him. You can follow him on Twitter. We're going to have all that information. So that means that you got to stay with us till the end. And I know what? You don't really want to leave because I'm having a great time with my newfound brother, Michael, all the way from A.L. Now, Michael, I know you inspire and you talk to a lot of businesses and those in corporate America, but what about the youth? I know that you have a heart for the youth because I truly believe our tagline is, you know, hope for the future generation, that we have to be that gleam of hope because we got to make sure that we inspire them, that we plant these seeds, and that we turn the institutional mind around, amen? Because it could have came from home, it could have came from the school, but we definitely got to change that concept. So I'm glad that we have seasonal speakers out there that know, hey, I'm doing it. If I can do it, you can do it too. And take harder, because guess what? Whatever you put in it, this is what's going to come out. Michael Jordan is not where he's at because he just dribbled the ball every now and then. He took hours on the court, and that's why he's successful today. So how do you inspire these young women who, you know, aspirations is to go to school, work for some corporate person because that's what dad said, that's what mom said, they paying the tuition, you know, they, you know, look, if you don't do it how I want you to do it, your tuition is paid. Well, how do you stand before this audience and talk to these young people?
Yeah, and you just mentioned something about the parents and going to college and stuff like that. And I think that I've learned over the years from speaking to parents and kids, a lot of times when we hear parents say, hey, I want my child to go to Harvard or Yale or to Georgia Tech or to Howard or Spelman or something like that, they're looking to that's gratification for the parents. Now they're talking to their friends and say, hey, my child is at Georgia Tech or my child is at UGA, because that's what they want to say to their parents. Because a lot of parents don't want to go around and tell their friends, hey, yeah, well, my son is an entrepreneur. He's working on a new restaurant or something like that. They don't want to say that. Right. They want to be the ones that are doing that. So my message is, one, I never, ever discount the fact that education is key in America. And one thing that I love to teach the kids is that I always ask them, can anybody define the word smartness? What is smartness? And when you look at the phrase, and really, how do you define smartness? Well, my definition of smartness is the ability to absorb new facts. Little Johnny isn't born smart. Johnny just has the ability to absorb new facts better. Because that's why it's easier for kids. We talk about putting kids in foreign languages at early ages, or I love to hear parents say, oh, my child is smart. He can say his ABCs, or they can count to 10, or they can count to 20. Well, you know what? All kids can do that because they're sponges at their age. It's only when you get older when you begin to lose that ability to absorb new facts. I still remember that there are 43,560 square feet in an acre, and from real estate school 16 years ago, that's probably the only thing I remember from real estate school. So that's one of the first things I teach them, is that you got to be able to absorb new facts, and don't be afraid to ask questions. And then the second part of that to your question is persistence beats education any day of the world. Persistence beats education. You look at some of the greatest people or entrepreneurs in our time today, like Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg or, Donald Trump or, Oprah Winfrey. You look at people like that. When you look at their education level, where they are today really had nothing to do with their college education. It had to do with how persistent they were. Fred DeLuca, you may not know the name, but you know his story because he borrowed $500 from his friend and said, hey, I'm trying to raise some money to go to college. Let me borrow $500 because I'm going to start this sandwich shop. Well, guess what? The sandwich shop took off with that $500 that he borrowed, and guess what Fred DeLuca does now? He's the owner of Subway. When you look at Bill Gates, we all know Bill Gates dropped out of college. You look at Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook. He dropped out of school. So what we have to teach our kids, and what I teach in my message when I'm talking to the kids, is do not be afraid to be creative. Do not be afraid. afraid to dream, like you said, because that's where our best talent, that's where our best things come from when we sit there and daydream. Yes, you can be whatever you want in the world, but like our parents taught us, you can be whatever you want when you grow up, Johnny. I just added a little something else to it. I say you can grow up to be whatever you want only if you work hard at it. If you don't work hard at it, it does not matter at all. You can dream about it all day you want, but if you ain't working hard and being persistent at it, guess what? You're going to fail, and you're going to be working a regular 9-to-5, fighting for $15 an hour minimum wage at McDonald's.
Yeah, right, right. Now because it's $8. I'm like, how do people survive off of $8 an hour?
You know what? Hold on. My wife and I have this debate all the time. I am not down for the $15 minimum wage. Here's where I come from with fast food jobs like that. I always thought that those were kid jobs anyway. When we grew up, we went to go work at McDonald's.
Right, because that was your pocket money.
Yeah, that was your pocket money. Like, I just don't see, like, if you're, 35, 40 years old, of course you can't live off of $8 an hour. But my thing is, why the hell is you trying to work at McDonald's anyway? Or if you're doing it, I did not mean to say the H word. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm hungry.
That's okay.
I'm hungry. It's early in the morning. And I haven't eaten breakfast yet. Y'all got me up too early.
I'm sorry. But she's going to make you a nice bread for us on our path, okay?
there you go. I'm just curious, like, okay, if I am 30 years old and I'm looking for employment, if I'm going to McDonald's to work and I'm not qualified to be in their management training program, I can go there and work to be a cashier or something like that, but my dream is to move up. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to sit there and be the $8 an hour guy for the rest of my life. I got to have that drive and motivation to say, hey, here's my plans. I want to come in here and I'm off the floors, but I'm letting you know I want to get into your management training program because I can't feed my family off of $8. You know what I'm saying? So that's just where I come from. But as far as our kids are concerned, that's the one thing that I definitely teach them is that persistence beats education all day.
All day long. All right, y'all heard that. Persistent, persevere no matter what. If you got to stay up an additional hour to get the job done, do what you need to do. Because guess what? I always say, the early worm gets the what? Gets the worm. The one who's persistent, you shine because people recognize you. They recognize your determination. One of the things that I will say, and I'm shouting out my son, both of my boys, my young man, my oldest one graduated from Cheney University, and he always said, I want to be in business, I want to be an entrepreneur. And even today, he's into, the music world, and he's doing well as a manager. And I said, you working? He said, yeah, I'm working on my business, Ma. He's persistent. Every time, he's like, Ma, I'm working on my business. He said, Ma, I don't want to work for anyone. I did not leave college to go into. And you know what? I support him 100% with that attitude. Just what I'm talking in. He's like, no, you need to come up where I'm at, believe what I believe in, and follow suit because I'm going after my dream. The same thing with my youngest one. He's about to graduate from Nassau Community College. And they're paying his scholarship, thank God, for sure. But he's going to be down there in North Carolina. But he already has his plan mapped out. He has his plans mapped out already. One of the things that I say, and this is parents, I reiterate this. My son would say from the very beginning, Ma, you need too much. I can't get the grants and scholarships. I'll get a loan. Through the grace of God, Michael, and to all my listeners, my child has not taken out a loan. I will not allow him to take out a loan. But because I'm persistent and determined to make sure that my child succeeds and leaves college without debt, I have to be persistent and do what I need to do. First of all, I can't be shopping the way I used to, right? You got to cut something out. You got to make sacrifices, amen? And I never told my child he couldn't go to college because I didn't have the money. I'm not killing his dreams. Now going, leaving me, my baby leaving me, and going off. I'm like, you could do it. Oh, my, no, you ain't taking out no loans. Because that's another thing. They trick our children with these credit cards. So now they come out of school, don't have a job. They mind and said on going to find a job, but now they have debt. No, the devil is a liar. We cannot. That's one thing. That modern-day slavery, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You're right.
Everything that glitter ain't gold. Everything that glitter ain't good for you. Leave that stuff alone. Do what you need to do. Be persistent. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope with our guest, Michael A. Song. We'll be back. We're going to talk about Susanism, and we'll be back.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Deadwood Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one sound, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Our guest, Michael and his father, a radio host, as you can hear in his voice. But I'm so excited because he is truly being real. Amen. Stuff that we don't really want to talk about, that's what his show is all about. That's what he's actually real about. All right? Amen. We're not giving the show all the credit because he is the show. He makes the show, and so do you by tuning in each week with him. But real issues, we've been talking about real issues, and one of the things that I've seen throughout this whole conversation, the message is that you have to be persistent. You have to be determined to succeed in life. You cannot wait for someone to do it for you. You got to take the torch and do it. Now, you wrote a book many, many years ago that led you to being a radio host, and the book was called Susanism, The Next Level. Tell us the reason why you wrote this book. I'm like, bought the book. I know you did. You got the whole thing. No.
I bought a couple copies, too.
I know that's right. Yeah, support. You got to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. So, go ahead, Michael. Tell us about this book. I know you've had it out for 5 years, but I'm going to get it. Because guess what? We want to be a blessing to our listeners. Amen. So, definitely want to make sure that they get a copy of your book.
When I first wrote it, like I said, it was a sales presentation first. It was part of one of my most popular sales classes that I did when I worked in the real estate business, and we called it was called Behavior State Skills and Attitudes of a Characteristic.
Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
See you?
Yeah, I got you back now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it took all of these behavior traits and skills that one should have if you decided that you wanted to work as a real estate agent. So what I did was I just took the most popular part of that presentation, and the more and more that I did it, I realized that, you know what, this doesn't just apply to real estate agents, it applies to everybody. So when I started looking at some of the words in it, and I looked at some of the characteristics of good people skills and good communication skills and being reliable and responsible, the first word that jumped out to me was the word truism. And a truism that is something that is so obvious or so self-evident that we don't even think about it. And I was just like, bam, that works. So the title of the book is Truism, The Next Level. Can it be that simple? Vince Lombardi, who is probably one of the greatest NFL coaches of all time, they named the Super Bowl trophy after him. It's the Vince Lombardi trophy. He was asked in an interview by a reporter, they said, you know, Coach Lombardi, you have all this talent on your team, multi-talented players on your team, but you run such a simple set of plays on your offense and defense. And his response to the reporter was, it's hard to be aggressive when you're confused. And I think that's what happens in life. We look to complicate the process of entrepreneurship with all these confusing and daunting tasks. And when you look at it, you'd be like you say, okay, in order for me to go into radio, I have to go to college and major in communications and journalism, and I got to take Toastmaster classes if I want to speak. And look at all that stuff, and people get frustrated and be like, man, I don't feel like doing all that stuff. I'm just going to stick to my regular 9-to-5. I don't want to pursue my dreams because pursuing my dreams takes a little bit more work. Well, guess what? If we make it a little more simpler, if we create the process of hitting the next level simpler, guess what? A lot of people won't be afraid to take that next step in life. And then that's what I do as a consultant. I look to find out what's next for you because I'm always challenging myself and I'm challenging others. What's next for you? When I worked in the real estate business, consulting real estate agents, one of the first questions I would ask them is, I know you don't want to sell houses your whole life. I really love selling houses. I love showing houses. I love working with people. And I give them this look in my face, for real. Is that why you do this? Or is the reason why you sell real estate is because you get 3% commission. You sell a $300,000 house. That's $9,000 if you sell that. Was it about the money? And most times it's about the money. So what I ask them to do is, okay, let's take it to the next level. Let's say you become the greatest real estate agent that you can be in the state of Georgia. What would you do after that? And then that's when their mind starts to think, oh, I'll write a book, or, I'll start my own interior decorating company, or I'll start me a radio show, or I always wanted to open this. That's where I start to challenge them to say, yes, that's how simple the next level is, and that's what Truism is about. It's probably 36-page book. People ask me all the time, you get your critics and say, oh, your book is only 36 pages long. I say, well, it would be very contradicting if I wrote a book called Truisms, The Next Level, Can It Be That Simple? And it was 236 pages long. That doesn't make any sense at all. So that's why we kept it simple.
Wow. And, you know, I was going to say, you know, as we've gotten older, like you said earlier, it's harder for us to absorb.
It really is. Most times people will pick up a book and read between 8 and 13 pages and put it down.
That's it.
Why we made Truism. That's why we made Truism so easy to read. And it's one of those, it's a timeless book. It's one of those books that you could pick up and read at any time. There are two books in my life that touched me that way. Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and 100 Ways to Motivate Yourself by Steve Chandler. Those two books stay with me at all times, and now Truisms is one of those books that stay with me all time because my team pushes me as well. Sometimes I get in a rut. One of my favorite truisms in the book is self-motivation. I have had my team actually tell me, Minister, to read your own book. Read your own book. You know, when I get into a rut sometimes, like we do, like we always, you know
me? Right, that's right, that's true. This is real talk, real talk.
Yep. Shout out to Nikki. Nikki will tell me, when was the last time you read Truism? If you like, I can send you a copy. She'll do me just like that.
Well, can you just send us a copy to the Morning Glory?
Of course I can. Of course I can.
Yes, definitely.
I'll send you some copies that you can give away on the show. So that is not a problem
awesome.
At all.
Thank you so much. We're going to keep it simple here. And guess what? We want to make sure that you get a copy here. So make sure you call us up or even email us. You can call us up at 347-857-1295 or you can email us at hope@themorningglory.org. I'm telling you, if you're in that rut, amen, and you don't feel, there's no drive, you have no one like Nikki motivating you and putting a two in the book in your face, guess what? Michael's saying, I got it.
Yep, there you go.
Guess what? You need to make your dreams a reality. You just can't keep waiting for tomorrow. Tomorrow is now. You know, right? In the beginning, if you miss, you need to really just icon the show. Amen, because Michael said that. He kept saying, you know, I'm about to write this book. I reached out to my friends. Maybe I'll start in January. Maybe I'll start it next month. And one day, he had to say, you know what? I'm starting it today. I'm doing it now. Let's make it happen. Something that pushed him, propelled him to do it because he has a vision to make sure that you, listeners, get the information out there so that you can learn to keep things simple, has turned into a 5-year. I'm just so excited. Almighty, what God can do.
Thank you.
You can take that one dream, that one thing that determines you, that gives you a drive right now. You don't know what that's going to turn out to be. It might be the one that's going to cause you to go to work, you know, like a month later and say, you know what, I'm giving you a 2-week notice because I resigned.
You just don't know.
That's why we can't keep sitting on our dreams. And you know what? Nothing is too hard and nothing is too humongous for you to succeed. I don't think about the money. I don't think who's going to ride or die with me. Guess what? I got to do this. I got to make it happen. I'm a grandmother now. Michael, I ain't got time. I must leave my grandbaby a legacy. I must leave her the idea that her grandmother got to a certain age and said, guess what? I got to make it happen. But I don't want it to happen for her when she get my age. I want it to happen for her right now. Right now, at 3 years old. Amen? You got to change your mind. Now, every opportunity you get, or is it you have an opportunity to speak into someone's life, speak words of wisdom. Let them know that their time is right now. What are you going to do with this right now moment in your life? We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. Let's follow Michael Amon Fowler here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. through 10 p.m. I know y'all be up. Get out of that reality TV and get real. Get some truism with Michael Amon Fowler. Real talk happens Monday night. We'll be back.
The storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe,
hey,
God's gonna do it.
Welcome back. This has been a wonderful morning here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I know you had an awesome time, because I definitely did with Michael A. McFarlane. Please follow him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter. I want you to definitely just go right now to Block Talk Radio and put Real Talk with Michael McFarlane. He pops up. Amen. You know, you got a wife, y'all, okay? For all y'all single women, you got a family. Atlanta. Amen. I'm coming to New York to just relocate just for you. But you know, like we know. You got to be real. Keep it real. Keep it real. I tell you, I love God, but guess what? God was a joker too. Amen. You got to keep it real. And guess what? Being real will cause you to get your life right.
being able to cause you to get up from where you at and really dig in what you want to do. Amen. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it right now. Do it right now. So many people, Michael, like you said, your mother and your sister died at a young age. So many people are leaving this earth. Every time I turn on the TV, if I watch CNN, I'm hearing about all these young people. You know, just on yesterday, there were two 14-year-old kids in the process of going to a graduation, a ceremony, something that everyone should be excited about because you're stepping up, you made your accomplishment. Because one kid was bullied throughout the school year, that he got fed up and tired, went home, got a knife, and killed his bully on yesterday. What type of memory will these 14-year-olds have? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy out here. So this is why you don't have time to play around with your life.
I think that was a changing point in my whole life. There was a time in my youth in D.C. and in Atlanta as an adult, as a newly married husband and a new child on the way, and I wasn't living my life right. You know, I was still doing immature stuff, and there was a day that really scared me spiritually because I thought about dying. Like, I never thought about dying the way I was thinking about it that night. And the first question I asked myself, or maybe it was God talking to me, asked me, what would people say about you if you died today? If you died today, will the pastor have to lie at the funeral just to make you look good in front of everybody else? And that day right there was the changing point, or the second changing point in my life into true manhood. And being, you know, very spiritual, and knowing that somebody was looking over me, because I repeatedly asked myself that question, like, what? I was afraid to die. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're afraid to die, that means, you know, you're not living right. So
right.
Now I think
that's right.
over the last 13, 15, 17 years, it's been over the past 17 years that I can say right now, if something ever happened to me, they wouldn't have to lie, you know what I'm saying? Nobody would have to lie at the funeral. Nobody would have to cover anything up. There wouldn't be any kind of stories to come out about me and, you know, kids everywhere and affairs and all that kind of stuff. I would feel comfortable that I've been doing his job thoroughly for the past 17 years. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's perfect,
but I'm
at a point in my life. I'm at a point in my life right now where I'm not afraid.
That's true talk. See, this is stuff that people don't like to talk about, right, Michael? That's why
we
gotta tune into your show, because people don't want to talk about that. You know, as we well close, one of the things that we do, we never leave here without giving our listeners the opportunity to accept God as a savior. Amen. And also to let people know that there is a hell and heaven. And you really need to start thinking about that. If today was your last day, what would the preacher have to say to you? Would creating your nudity be difficult? Because in the ritual, your family don't even know what to say about you. You have to make the difference. That's why your choices today need to be thought out. Sort out. Stop being compulsive. Stop trying to be with everybody else. Get with you. Spend that intimate time with you. Seek God. Say, God, why am I here? I know you created me for a purpose, because you make no mistakes. I don't want to keep going to this job. I don't want to keep hustling in the street. I want to do something that's going to leave a legacy, that's going to make a difference in someone's life today. This is real talk this morning. We want to thank you so much, Michael, for stopping by.
My pleasure.
You are that beacon of hope and love and encouragement for our listeners. As you know, I've said it just recently, that we are a spiritual rich family show, which gives our listeners the opportunity to seek the Lord. At this time, we want to give someone the opportunity to turn their lives over to Christ by repeating this prayer. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life and forgive me for all of my sins. I confess my sins before you this day. I denounce Satan and all of his works. I confess Jesus as the Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me. I believe within my heart and I confess with my mouth that you rose from the dead. I am saved. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Today is my God day with the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this prayer to the Father and we say we want to welcome you into the family. Remember, remember Michael A. McFowell. Follow him on Twitter at DC2. You know, he got ATL. He is truly.
That's right.
follow on Twitter at DC2ATL. Check him out on Facebook. And go right now. Follow him on Block Talk Radio, Real Talk with Michael McFowell. He is truly a motivational. You heard of today. This one, I had such much fun with you today.
Thank you.
We love you. We appreciate you. We're looking forward to getting truthful so we can have you come back again. God bless you. Remember, there is hope. Just believe and be that beacon of hope today in someone's life.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Waiting for a long time, gotta do it, and won't let nothing.